Boston Harbor and Houston Ship Channel to meet the needs of a growing port. All federal costs, $2,840,000.
That's very little spending money, Mr. President.
That's right. Do you want it in there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
What else you know?
I don't know. What's happened? They told me all the batsmen screwed up before me.
Well, I can't find out anything. I'm sitting over here and just calling, and nobody knows a damn thing.
You better go see him. He committed himself and gave me his word of honor and told me he never lied to a man in his life. He'd give us $3.2 billion in comfort.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do.
Now, he gave Jack Kennedy $3.9 billion last year, and it's unfair to start me off with $3.2 billion.
Mr. President, I think it's a weed deal giving him the trouble.
Well, I told him I could rewrite that amendment and say that we just don't want to discriminate against Russia and say that we export import funds could be used only when the president certifies it's in the national interest. I'd get him completely off the hook.
Get him off the hook. He'll work it out. I think he's good for his work.
Well, he's not. He told me 3-2, and we agreed 3-1 in conference, and he walked out.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's a damn screwball.
Yes, and he's a damn liar.
Well,
I've got him running, and I've got the Speaker of the House as a witness, and he did him this way last year. But Kennedy got 3-9, and I've got to run the foreign policy of the country on 3-2. Now, don't you let that damn fool do that to me, because he...
Take it easy, and I'll see if I can get...
You got seniority over him?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a hold of him.
All right.
All right.